listening to Tourism in Western Europe. I'm your host, Byron Dunn, and this is episode number one. Our topic today is Western Europe, the Nordic countries. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. The Nordic countries form a region of Northern Europe and the North Atlantic, consisting of their associated territories, including the Faroe Islands, Greenland, Spitsbergen, and Åland. Scandinavia is often used as a synonym for the Nordic countries, although they are considered independent. Share more information about Nordic countries on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, and other social media platforms. Linguistically, Swedish, Norwegian, and Danish have a common word, which is called and designated Scandinavia. So it is understandable why so many non-Scandinavians associate Scandinavia with Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland, and Iceland. Northern Europe has always been the political playground for the kingdoms of these three countries, with Finland once part of the Kingdom of Sweden and Denmark once part of Denmark. Knowing the difference between the terms, Scandinavian, and Nordic, is difficult for anyone who is not resident in these countries. This definition is considered the most commonly accepted definition in Scandinavia at the moment, but can be easily changed if you travel to different regions. It is important to go back to basics to clarify the expression, so please do it. Historically, it is generally assumed that Scandinavia belongs to Denmark, along with Denmark. Typically, you will only find Danes, Norwegians, and Swedes who call themselves Scandinavian. The Scandinavian peninsula is geographically divided by Norway, Sweden, and northern Finland. Scandinavian countries with Scandinavian roots, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden are the only two countries in the world with a population of more than 1.5 million. The inclusion of Finland, Iceland, and the Faroe Islands has been argued by some authorities for years because their inhabitants speak Scandinavian languages, which are related to Norway and Sweden and also have a similar culture. It is one of the largest regions in Europe, being part of the area between Finland and Iceland, which includes parts of Norway, Sweden, Denmark, the northernmost islands of Norway, and Finland's southernmost island. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, I worked as an anthropologist at the University of Copenhagen as part of my research on the history of Scandinavia. Despite the size of the Nordic countries have only around 24 million people and a total land area of 2.5 million square kilometers. However, there are many similarities between the Nordic countries and other parts of Europe, such as the Middle East and North Africa. They are characterized by a high level of cultural diversity, a high level of education, and a strong sense of national identity. The term is also used to refer to a wider region, which is more properly known than the Nordic countries, which include Finland, Iceland, and the Faroe Islands. The Finnish-Ugric population includes traits from Eastern and Western Europe. Scandinavia has expanded to include areas where Old Norse is spoken and where North Germanic languages now dominate, including Iceland and the Faroe Islands. For centuries, the Baltic states have shared historical events with the Nordic countries, including Scandinavia. Estonia has applied for membership of the Nordic Council because of its status as a member of the European Union and NATO and because it is considered one of them. Scandinavian countries, but also the Baltic Sea, even alluding to the Baltic Shield, since Denmark is located on the northern European lowlands, as well as other parts of Europe. It is noteworthy that the Baltic states, as well as Estonia and Latvia, are part of the European Union, NATO, and the EU. Historically, it is generally assumed that Scandinavia or Scandinavia, along with Denmark, is all or part of northern Europe. This name is common to Norway and Sweden, which together form the Scandinavian peninsula. Sometimes consideration is also given to including Iceland, the Faroe Islands, and Finland, as well as parts of Norway, Sweden, and the Baltic states. The Russian conquest of Finland in 1809 gave a considerable boost to Finns' ethnic self-confidence, while the end of the connection with Sweden forced Finns to define themselves vis-à-vis the Russians. Moreover, Norway and Denmark were more integrated into Western Europe at the end of World War II than Finland, Iceland, and Sweden. The Nordic countries participated in the European Free Trade Area, which was established in 1960. Denmark, Sweden, and Norway were members, and Finland joined as an associate member in 1961 for political reasons. The Nordic countries have come up with different solutions for the political and economic integration of Europe. As small and open economies, regional and international economies are well integrated. In addition, there is a high level of cooperation between the Nordic countries and the rest of the European Union. At present, the five countries have different economic relations with Europe, with Finland currently the only country to adopt the euro and Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Sweden and Norway the only Nordic countries not to have joined the EU. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Byron Dunn. Adios.